Tobit for one. In that day, Tobit remembered the money which he had committed to Gabael in rages of media for two, and said with himself, "I have wished for death. Wherefore do I not call for my son Tobias, that I may signify to him of the money before I die?" For three, and when he had called him, he said, "My son, when I am dead, bury me, and despise not thy mother, but honor her all the days of thy life, and do that which shall please her, and grieve her not. For four, remember, my son, that she saw many dangers for thee when thou wast in her womb. And when she is dead, bury her by me in one grave. For five, my son, be mindful of the Lord our God all thy days, and let not thy will be set to sin or to transgress his commandments. Do uprightly all thy life long, and follow not the ways of unrighteousness. For if thou deal truly, thy doings shall prosperously succeed to thee, and to all them that live justly. For 7, give alms of thy substance. And when thou givest alms, let not thine eye be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, and the face of God shall not be turned away from thee. For 8, if thou hast abundance, give alms accordingly. If thou have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. For 9, for thou layest up a good treasure for thyself against the day of necessity. For 10, because that alms do deliver from death, and suffereth not to come into darkness. For 11, for alms is a good gift unto all that give it in the sight of the Most High. For 12, beware of all whoredom, my son, and chiefly take a wife of the seed of thy fathers, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of thy father's tribe. For we are the children of the prophets, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they, all married wives of their own kindred, and were blessed in their children, and their seed shall inherit the land. For 13, now therefore, my son, love thy brethren, and despise not in thy heart thy brethren, the sons and daughters of thy people, in not taking a wife of them. For in pride is destruction, and much trouble, and in lewdness is decay, and great want. For lewdness is the mother of famine. For 14, let not the wages of any man, which hath wrought for thee, tarry with thee, but give him it out of hand. For if thou serve God, he will also repay thee. Be circumspect, my son, in all things thou doest, and be wise in all thy conversation. For 15, do that to no man, which thou hatest. Drink not wine to make thee drunken. Neither let drunkenness go with thee in thy journey. For 16, give of thy bread to the hungry, and of thy garments to them that are naked. And according to thine abundance, give alms. And let not thine eye be envious when thou givest alms. For 17, pour out thy bread on the burial of the just, but give nothing to the wicked. For 18, ask counsel of all that are wise, and despise not any counsel that is profitable. For 19, bless the Lord thy God alway, and desire of him that thy ways may be directed, and that all thy paths and counsels may prosper. For every nation hath not counsel, but the Lord himself giveth all good things, and he humbleth whom he will, as he will. Now therefore, my son, remember my commandments, neither let them be put out of thy mind. For 20, and now I signify this to they that I committed 10 talents to Gabael the son of Gabrias at Rages in Media. For 21, and fear not, my son, that we are made poor. For thou hast much wealth, if thou fear God, and depart from all sin, and do that which is pleasing in his sight.